It'll consist of 3 hours of demonstrations, workshops, and displays for all ages, so people can stop in and learn something new over the course of the afternoon.
How does an event like this work? Are there scheduled workshops and continuous demonstrations going on throughout the entire 3 hours?
Yes, that's how we're going to have it organized. There are several scheduled activities throughout the afternoon, so it'll be more of a formal class setting. And then also, over the course of the 3 hours, we'll have displays set up. There'll be interactive stations where people can actually walk up, ask questions, take part in activity. So we'll have both interactive displays and scheduled activities from 1 to 4.
What are some of the more unique topics people can check out? I was looking at the list, and it's very intriguing.
We have a broad range of topics that we'll cover over the afternoon. I'll just pick a couple out here that may catch people's eye. One topic in particular is how to raise chickens. It's really kind of taking off in the past couple of years, people raising backyard chickens. And we'll actually have chickens there that people can take a look at. Another unique topic, we'll have wood carvers there. We'll have printmaking, origami. For the teenagers, or really all ages, we'll have how to make duct tape crafts. So if you wanted to learn how to make a wallet just using duct tape, we'll have a demonstration on how to do that activity.
And you're even going to do ghost hunting.
Yeah, we'll have a group of ghost hunters out. So if you've ever wanted to, you know, see if your grandma's house is really haunted, we'll be able to show you how to do that as well.
And along the same line, you'll offer genealogical studies. Lots of things are available.
Absolutely.
And there will be a pet wagon, and that's W-A-G-G-I-N, for people who are learning how to adopt a pet, and you'll have some of them, some of the adoptable pets available as well.
Yeah, we're lucky to have some of the animals come out, so if you've always wanted to adopt a pet and weren't sure how, we'll have the pet wagon out. I'm sure there'll be plenty of cute critters out there.
Some of the subjects, like self-defense, are practical. Others explore hobbies or help people do some things like register to vote. Where did the idea to provide a one-day hands-on three-hour festival come from?
We kind of modeled it after an event that the Louisville Free Public Library did last year, but we thought this would be perfect to bring to Northern Kentucky. And kind of the beauty of it is all of the demonstrations and classes that are held in the afternoon are taught by people right here in the community.
And this is a really great sampler of what you do throughout the year. Will there be ongoing library activities for people who find a particular hobby or interest they want to explore?
All of these topics, it's really a sample of what the library does all year round. So these are kind of our tried and true programs and classes that we've condensed into one day. So people who are really wanting to learn something new can give it a try here at the festival and hopefully make some connections or continue taking classes here at the library, and hopefully they'll check out other programs that we have for the rest of the year.
And there's no charge for the festival. All you need is a library card.
You don't even need that. It's 100% free. So come on out, check it out.
You can find out how to get more information about the How To Festival 30 Things in 3 Hours on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Sean Davidson, thank you. Good luck with the festival.
Thank you, Matt.